Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. I've got to tell you, it's Valentine's Day,
yeah.
And in honor of the occasion, John is in. He's got a bow tie with red hearts on it. It's a white bow tie. It's got lights on it. He is definitely festive, and I love the pink socks, too.
I appreciate it so much. You know, I am the showman, even though we're on radio. I try to be the showman. But, you know, I thought you'd like my tie.
So it
little lights make all the difference.
Don't worry. It's not just for me. I mean, he's going over to Williams after, so you can see him running around the highway.
For your listening pleasure and viewing pleasure later. Yeah, it's a Saturday, so we'll be at Williams at one point. But it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So you got to wear red when you go to Williams today.
Okay.
And, no, you don't have to. But you can. You can if you want to. Nothing wrong with wearing red. I wear black usually this time of year because my soul is tired of winter. I should be wearing, I would say, a rainbow collection, but I don't want to go there. So I'll just say that I would like to see spring happen sooner than later.
I get the feeling that winter is beginning to relinquish its icy hold.
Yes. I took a long drive in the past week, and all the way through Kentucky, still 6 inches of snow on the ground.
Oh, boy.
And ice storm, the tree damage and stuff down there is just amazing.
I got to tell you, I don't know if you've driven on Dort Highway lately, but if you have, holy mackerel, it's horrible. And you know who can help you out?
It sounds like the U.S. military needs to come in.
Diamond Jim's.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my gosh. The roads, they wreak so much havoc on your ride. And, boy, these guys are specialists. Tires, rims, suspension. Whatever it is, boy, they can, and just an alignment. I mean, they do it all.
They take care of all of it. And this time of year, the alignment, the tire balancing, your tires just go out of balance from hitting all the potholes.
Yeah.
And you can't.
If not worse.
Early Saturday morning driving in, I'm driving behind this poor car from Florida, driving down I-75. And I just felt, I said, oh, I bet you they're cringing with every single bump, you know, because I just lived through that coming north from the south. And, just a couple spots in Ohio were rough.
Yeah.
And then
get into Michigan.
We hit Michigan.
Yeah.
And your fillings come loose.
That's
right.
Yeah.
And this
you're in the Humvee. You're out in the desert. You're going over the rocks. And
Yeah. Rough, man. I tell you what, rough. And
is that an IED up there in that pothole?
No kidding. I think we just took a hit.
Incoming.
So go to Diamond Jim's. Get your tires, your alignment, your suspension. If it's time for new shocks, by God, get them.
Yeah.
Their number is 810-743-4210. They're on Dort Highway just south of Bristol Road in Burton, Michigan. You cannot miss them. They're an oasis for your car right there on the side of the road. So
take good care of
tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. We'd certainly appreciate it. And you can always link to them right from my website and get all the information off the website, which is thegss.com. Stands for the Gunsmith Show, and that's what this is. We're going to talk about guns and all things pertaining to guns, as every Saturday morning we do. And Dan, thanks for co-hosting with me. I appreciate it.
Always fun to be here. Good to see you, bud.
Sometimes I feel bad and make you come in the morning and do this stuff with me.
Oh, you know. Got to get your day started.
Then other times I realize, hey, he's getting paid for it. You know, what the heck?
Oh, the big money. Getting the big money for this.
Yeah. Was it triple time on Saturdays? So we're going to do an MCRGO update, okay, which is Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners. It's been kind of a little bit depressing lately, so I've been kind of staying away from it.
In terms of the number of people with concealed carry permits?
Yeah, and they finally spelled out exactly what's going on, so I'm going to go over it with you. So last 10 out of 11 months, the numbers have dwindled. We've seen a decline in CPL holders.
They've been going up steadily for months and months and months.
Yeah, it was going up. And then the election happened, and there was a complacency that hit. So, we're okay. You know, we're okay. But last March's high of 857,500 CPL holders in Michigan, it's really, really, it hasn't terribly dwindled, and it might actually amount to the amount of people that have left the state.
Yeah.
So I can't say for sure, but that feeling of content has let people let their CPLs slide. And of course we have losses where we lose people due to age. And when you get to a point where you don't feel that you should have a CPL anymore, it's a lot like your driver's license.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just give them up. So There's a lot of factors, but now February's report just showed a slight increase. So we went from 857,500 down to 845,000 at our low, and now we're starting to climb back up again. So that's good news.
So a loss of about 13,000 back up again this month.
Yeah, it's starting to climb up again. So we're seeing, we had 1 month in the past 10 months where it bumped just a little bit and it came up and then it went back down again. It's like, come on, people. Let's go get those CPLs and you know, talk your spouses into it. You know, it's very good to have your spouse have a CPL. If you're in the car and you've got your gun concealed, you got to get out of the car. She's in the car, you might have the gun in the console. Or, you know, in a holster on the dashboard, and now she's stuck in a car with a gun that is truly unlawful for her to have access to. So it's very important, and I highly recommend husbands and wives get their CPLs.
I know more and more people who do it that way. Husband and wife have the permits. They take the classes together. And the classes are great anyway. It's great information to get trained for this.
Yep.
It teaches you, and it, we've talked about this before, it's as important to know how not to use your firearm.
Yep.
As
when to not pull it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
What your rights are, what your responsibilities are, and they try to teach you how to avoid situations, how to avoid having to pull it, because once you've pulled it, then you've got to be prepared to fire.
Then you're brandishing.
Yeah, and
you've already put yourself into a situation where you don't want it. Like we saw that couple in
Missouri,
they were both attorneys, I believe, and they had their AR-15 in the front yard. Heck, I might have done the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was a do or die situation. They did not want to be molested or hurt any way, shape, or form, or have all their property destroyed. So they stood guard over their house.
Yeah,
and a malicious, you know, intent was there, and they stopped it. It didn't happen to them. So, and you remember, folks, this is Valentine's Day. So couples that train together stay together.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's important too.
Yeah.
Now we're still seeing an impact, believe it or not, from COVID. So what happens is when you get your CPL license, and tons of people in Michigan got their CPL licenses during COVID, they expire. So we're seeing the expiration of some of these early COVID people that got hooked
up. So people who got it thought it was an emergency situation. Yep. Right, that's passed.
And they didn't renew. Because the renewal fees in Michigan are expensive, $115 to renew, and that's one of the reasons why MCRGO has been pushing really hard to get the
price reduced
to $30.
Yeah,
because that's literally,
for a renewal.
It used to be we used to have to do all this work and another set of prints and everything, and they'd have to run your prints. It took a long time for MSP to handle it. Now it's all done online. It's done in minutes. Mm. I mean, you get your new CPL.
Shouldn't be the
days.
Same price to renew as it does.
No.
Yeah.
So, but unfortunately, our government organizations, I mean, sure, we need them. They get used to that money.
Mm.
And it'd be like if suddenly.
Oh, it's like crack. Yeah, they get hooked on it.
Yeah, and it, suddenly.
They start using it for other things, handing it to other people.
Exactly. And they start using it towards, you know, their long-term funding of, you know, projects that might not even pertain to CPLs.
Right.
But that money gets used, and they don't want to give up that multi-million-dollar income every year. So, but that's, you know, the government. You know, we've seen an increase in budget that since in the past 8 years or 7 years of our budget has more than doubled in Michigan.
Waistline's gone up. They need to they need to be on a diet.
Yeah. So so CPL holders here in the Mitten are important. We need to keep the numbers going high. And we need to make sure that we follow through, because early in 2027 is when it culminates with the CPL thing, with COVID.
The protections and so forth don't, you know, just because you had a CPL, you're not allowed to carry if you let it expire.
Nope.
You've got to renew.
You don't want to have an expired one on your person.
Yeah.
And, you know, I meant that what I said about married couples and having both people have CPLs. Don't miss those renewals and get your carry insurance. So that you're insured and covered, whether it's USCCA or US Law Shield. But know the rules and stay familiar with the rules. Remember, one of the most important things people get popped for, and this is crazy, you get pulled over for something simple. You might be 7 miles over the speed limit, or you had a small violation or something, just a simple thing, but you forget to disclose that you have a CPL. Whether you're carrying or not, you still have to disclose. So you need to have your driver's license with your CPL right in your license in your pocket and have them ready and able to go. Now, something else to consider, and this is just from being a good citizen and being a good, always trying to be lawful, I keep my license and register, my license, of course, in my pocket and my CPL right behind my license. And then I keep my registration and proof insurance right at hand so that I don't have to climb across the truck or car and get in the glove box, but have it right there close that you can reach it from the driver's compartment while the police officer can see your hands, have it all ready right when the officer asks for your license and registration. Now, as soon as I hand it to him, my other hand's on the steering wheel with my fingers open. And then I put my other hand back on the steering wheel with my fingers open so that he knows I'm not a threat. I'm as legal as I can be. And of course, never do this drunk because that would be a terrible thing to do.
Oh,
so,
yeah. No.
So don't party too hard on Valentine's Day. So, you know, if you're the cause of the problem, then you're the cause of the problem. So your CPL card handy, everything there ready to go, and accessible and driving is terribly important. And I want you to be careful. And make sure you got those tires and rims and alignment all taken care of at Diamond Gyms.
Yes, they will keep you on the road. They've been doing it for a long time, since 1977.
You think we're driving through Beirut.
Oh, it's crazy. Right, it's terrible.
Or downtown Tehran.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's not good. Anyway, well, Diamond Gyms will help you out. We appreciate them sponsoring this segment of the show. We're going to come back. Let's do another one.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll stick around for
Sticking around for another one?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's okay with you.
Yeah.
Saturday morning.
We'll be back right after this.
I'll fill up my coffee. I'll be right back. You fill up your coffee, too. We'll be right back.
It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. You're home for Ultimate Classic Rock back after this.